All right. Our text today is from the book of John, and it begins with the 33rd verse of the 13th chapter. And Jesus says, "My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I'm going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Well, in our Mother's Day video clip from just a few moments ago, I really love that statement by this grandmother figure who said, "You never grow out of being a mom. It's a calling as old as love itself." And that is so true, isn't it? That's so true. Today, I want us to think about Jesus' words to us about love. Love. Love is at the very center of the gospel. It is the very core of who God's people are. And when we love as Jesus loved, we reveal the proof and the power of the risen Christ in our world. And today, as we celebrate Mother's Day, a day of expressing our love for our mothers or that mother who chose us, or giving thanks for that person, that lady who mothered us. But, you know, this is a day that we celebrate our moms together. And being a mom's not easy, is it? I heard a story the other day about a little boy, a four-year-old, and his mother, and his little name was Zachary. And Zachary came screaming out of the bathroom because he had dropped his toothbrush in the toilet. And so mom fished it out and threw it away. And as she fished it out and threw it away, Zachary all of a sudden kind of got this strange little look on his face, and you see that he was thinking, and he ran into his mom's bathroom and came out with her toothbrush and said, "Mommy, we better throw this one out too because it fell in the toilet a few days ago." And you know, being a mom's not easy. Some things our kids do, you just kind of shake your head. But Jesus says to us, "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. And by this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." You ever met a person that you just knew right off was a disciple of Jesus Christ, that they just loved the Lord, that they were a Christian? And it's not like there was a neon sign or anything pointing like that, but you just knew, you just had that sense that person was just filled with Christ. A number of years back, I had this couple come to my church that I was serving, and they came to visit, and their names were Jeff and Anita. And Anita was one of these ladies that you just knew right off she was a Christian. In fact, whenever I was talking to her over the phone before they came and visited, she happened to call the church. And I was telling her about the ministries of the church, and you could just tell by her voice and all that she just loved the Lord. And Jeff was one of these people who was kind of on the fringe. He was a great guy. He was funny. He was interesting, compassionate, but he had his struggles with alcohol and drugs. He was certainly addicted in many ways. And as this couple became a part of our church family, God just did a wonderful work in Jeff's life. And in time, Jeff just gave not only his heart and his life over to the Lord, but the addiction that he was struggling with. And God just blessed him, and the love of God just poured out of this man. And we became the best of friends. God called me to disciple Jeff and to intentionally spend one-on-one time with him and sharing the faith with him and helping him to grow. And so we were often together, studying together and praying together. We fished together. Our families played together. And it was so funny to go out because Jeff used to play basketball for the Navy. And so Jeff was like 6'10", all right? And I'm like 5'5". And so next to me, Jeff was really tall. And he was one of these all-or-nothing kind of types. He was so enthusiastic about his faith. He was just out to win the world for Christ. And Jeff just wanted everyone to know about Christ. And he wanted everyone to know that he was a Christian. and that he was more than happy to share his story about God and what God has done in his life, and especially with the addictions and all, and how God just transformed him. And so Jeff started putting Christian symbols on about everything that he owned in hopes that he might have the opportunity to share his faith. So, man, he had crosses of Jesus hanging off his mailbox and off his truck and his house, his workplace. In fact, his workplace was called Angel Automotive. Isn't that cool? but he had crosses and little ichthus fish all over the cars himself, and even his dog ran around with a little cross on it. And then one day, I got this call from Jeff, and he says, "Hey, dude," he said, "you got to come over and see what I did to my yard." And I said, "Okay." And so I hopped in the car and drove over to Jeff's place, and there he lived on a pretty busy intersection. And as I turned the corner to where his house was on this intersection, he had taken his weed eater and chiseled into the grass probably about this wide, all the way down to the dirt, a great big 10-foot ichthus fish right into its... And actually, it looked kind of cool because his yard kind of was a little bit of an embankment, and right on that embankment, he made this 10-foot ichthus fish. But he said, "You wouldn't believe all the cars that have slowed down and looked at my fish, man." It was about a week later, Anita, his wife, called me and said, "Andy, you have to get over here." She said, I can't believe what Jeff's just done. You've got to get here." And so, and she was upset. She was upset. And I said, "Well, what's going on?" She said, "Well, he tattooed himself." I said, "He tattooed himself?" I went, "Okay, I'll be over." And I'm thinking, you know, a tattoo, that's not really that big of a deal. You know, he probably went and got a little, you know, a cross or something, or an ichthus put on his shoulder and something. But... oh, no. No, no. I walk in, and Jeff has this Band-Aid bandage that went from his shoulder up to his elbow and all the way across his arm. And he said, "I give myself a tattoo." And I said, "What do you mean you gave yourself a tattoo?" And he said, "Well, I was out in my garage welding up this cross. And basically, the next thing I knew, I was taking that cross and heating it all up and literally branded himself." He said, "Yeah," he said, "I was going to put a fish on the other side, but I about passed out, and so I thought I better wait." And I said, "You better wait. That's Jeff, don't do that." He said, that's crazy. And I said, "Why are you doing that?" And so we talked a little bit more about that, and he said, "Andy," he said, you know my past. You know the person that I've been and the person that I am now, and you know all about my addictions, and you've seen God deliver me in that." And he said, "I just want people to know that I love Jesus and that I belong to Jesus." And I said, "Oh, Jeff, don't you know? Man, don't be burning crosses into your arm or even chiseling out your yard into ichthus fishes. People already know that you're a Christian because the love that just pours out of you." And it did. Oh my goodness, the love that poured out of this man was incredible. You talk about a new creation. It was this huge radical change. And you know, that's what Jesus is talking to us about in the scripture. You know? The love of Jesus Christ. That's precisely what he is talking about. "A new command I give you is I have loved you, so you must love one another. And by this, that love oozing out of you onto people, this is how others will know that you belong to me, that you're a disciple." Listen, you know, those who invite Jesus Christ into their heart and their life and they live in Jesus, do you know they receive a birthmark upon their life? Do you know that? Every one of us who invites Christ into our heart and our life, and we live in Christ, we receive a birthmark. Now, you see, a birthmark is different than a tattoo or a branding. You know, we have a choice with a tattoo, but we don't have a choice with a birthmark. We can't choose where it's going to be or how big it's going to be or small or what it's going to look like. It's just there from birth. And not everyone is born with a physical birthmark. However, We need to realize that whenever we invite Jesus Christ into our hearts and lives, when we are born again, each of us receives a mark upon our lives, a birthmark from the Lord. And that birthmark, I want to tell you, it's not our membership. You know, it's not good attendance in the church. It's not about service or good works. It's not even about our baptism. The birthmark that we receive from God is God's love living in us. That's what sets us apart from everyone else in our world. God's love living in us by the power and through the power of God's Holy Spirit, making that available, making that happen in our lives. And Jesus said, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Oh, you see, Jesus shared this profound truth with his disciples by truly living this daily. In the context of today's passage, Jesus had just gotten up from the last meal, the last supper with his disciples, and he took a towel and he wrapped it around his waist, and he poured water into a basin, and one by one he went to each of these disciples, and he poured out his love for them as he took and he washed the dust from their feet. Oh, church, today's scripture shows us that the one thing that we must get right before we can do anything else is how to love one another and to how to let that love of God pour out from us. But before we can ever go out and love the world into the kingdom of God, we must be able to love those who are already a part of the kingdom. You see, Jesus tells us in this text that this is where we begin. I have washed your feet. I have washed your feet. I've revealed my love to you. Now you go and do likewise. You see, serving is far more than just doing for others. What is at the core of being a servant or to have a servant's heart is God's love, is Christ's love. One cannot truly serve and be a servant to each other and to our world unless that desire is birthed in love. That love that Jesus fills us with that just oozes out of his people. Jesus said that by this, people are going to know that you are my disciples. By his love oozing out of you and for each other in our world. But you see, that begins here in the family of faith. It begins first with letting your love be seen and expressed to those dear people sitting around you and those across the other side of the sanctuary from you and those down the street that belong to those other churches around you, to our brothers and our sisters in Christ. You know, for many of us, that's really an easy thing to do, to love our family, to love our church family, to show love to each and every person of this church, to love Christians, even the weird ones. It's okay. You know, we can do that. But then there are those of us who struggle with Jesus' words. But Jesus, I've been hurt by them. I'm angry with my brother in Christ, and I just can't seem to forgive that person who really harmed me and who harmed me intentionally. I just can't let my guard down again. I can't allow myself to trust again. But think about what Jesus did. Think of the context of John 13. Jesus reveals that true Christian love, what it truly looks like. For just as he washes the disciples' feet and he pours love upon these men, he knows and he sees Peter's denial, Judas's betrayal, Thomas's doubt, and all of the disciples fleeing from him, leaving him there alone, abandoning him in that darkest hour. And yet, he continues to wash his disciples' feet. He continues to show them the fullness of his love, and he continues to pour his love upon them. Isn't that an amazing kind of love? You see, Jesus knew that it was much easier for people to love in the abstract. Like, you know, we love life. We love the world. We love people in general. We typically have no problem with that. But where we sometimes get tripped up is with those that we are closest to, those who just drive us crazy. And yet it is precisely these people, those who are nearest to us at church and even in our families, that Jesus calls us to love first. Oh, it's easy to love people in general, to affirm that love is a good thing and it's something that we all need to be about, but it's an entirely something else to put that love into action, to make love concrete in our attitudes and in our actions, especially towards those who have that we've led into our hearts and into our lives, and they've hurt us. And I can't help but to wonder if that is why the story of Jesus washing his disciples' feet, who these men who he knows is about to abandon and betray him into death, comes right before Jesus saying, "Now go and do as I have done for you. Care for each other, even if they've brought harm on you. And people will know that you are my disciples by how you love one another." Oh, church, I think these are wonderful words for us today to think about and to certainly put into practice, especially as we celebrate Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Because we love our mothers. Man, they are special to us. And family is important to us. And there is not one single perfect family here. Amen? Yeah. Yeah. We all have our struggles. We all have our problems. But Jesus, his words call us to understand that we are to get love right first in our family. And this is the key to being a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ. And I'm talking family that we originate out of and family of faith. Oh, you see, as a congregation of God's people, we are called to care for one another, to love one another, to get that right. And when we get that right, then to move out into our world then and to love on that world right as we've learned how to love on one another. Oh, you see, my friend Jeff, he came to know that he was marked by his spiritual birth, not with a branding iron, not with a baptismal certificate or a membership certificate, but Jeff was given a birthmark by God, God's love living in him. And no one ever had to ask him if he was a disciple, because God's love just poured out of this man onto everyone. And Jesus tells us today that we have all received that same marking, that by this all people will know that you're my disciple if you love one another. May God's love just continually pour out of you. Amen? Go now in the strength and the power and the grace of the God who loves you and who loves all, and may you receive his peace always in your heart. Amen?